welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the St. Paddy's Day version of the Grilling Guys, and we still have in the studio, because you just can't ever have enough of your Irish friend, our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, which is the quintessential Irish bar in West Michigan, and it's always fun to have Billy join us. But Barbecue Bob, you're going to dive into some corned beef brisket now?
That's
is
right.
that where we're going?
That's right.
Take it away, brother.
And, you know, I think every year we talk about corned beef, but this year in particular, I have gotten so many questions about how to make. I mean, people are texting me, friends and different things, and I'm like, really, you know, is there that much wonder out there about how to do a corned beef? And apparently there is. So I'm drilling down on it, and I'll post the pictures because I'm in the process of doing this recipe today. So I'll post the pictures tonight. But this is something I came up with a couple different times, and I played with it. I think this recipe will be perfect now. It's called grilled and braised corned beef. And what I like to do, and you like to do, is incorporate the grill into certain things when we cook them.
Right.
Because you feel like an idiot cooking on a stove, right? So,
yeah, I think you just spent like $8,000 on a new one, and you still go out on your backyard and cook.
So anyway, this is grilled and braised corned beef. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to preheat my grill to about 275, 300 degrees. Not real hot. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that corned beef brisket, which I'm probably just going to buy, right, to be honest.
Okay.
Most of us aren't going to corn a flat from a brisket.
Right, and they're just that. The brisket's got two parts.
Right.
This is the flat end.
Yeah.
It's all consistent, about 2 inches thick.
So you see them in the supermarket this time of year especially,
right,
in the packs, and they got the seasonings and yada, yada. I'm going to tell you to take those seasoning packets and chuck them in
all
the garbage.
All the seeds, the little
chuck
pack
them in
of
the
seeds,
garbage
yeah.
can. Chuck them in the garbage can. Chuck the stinking flavoring pack away, okay?
Right.
So you're going to take that brisket out, set it on your cutting board or whatever you prep your meat on, and I'm going to put either a browning sauce or EVO. Now, I like using EVO because I'm only okay with browning sauces.
I don't even know what a browning sauce is.
Yeah, there's one in particular. I can't think of the
Kitchen
name of
bouquet.
It. Kitchen bouquet comes
oh,
to
that?
Mind.
Oh, yeah, that?
Yeah,
hell no. I'm sorry, no way. That thing's that's got way too strong of a flavor to put. You put a drop of that on, and that's all you can taste.
That's why I'm saying
I'm
going to use an
EVO
on both sides.
Right.
But you can use Kitchen Bouquet, or you can use Dale's, you can use all sorts of those to get a little color if you want your meat to sear up nice. So then we're going to place it on that 300-degree grill for 5 to 8 minutes on each side.
Okay.
Now, I'm probably—
Yep,
direct
okay.
heat. I want grill marks, Jop.
Right.
Here's all I'm going
I'm with
for
you, baby.
Is I'm wanting a little sear and some grill marks because I have a raw piece of beef.
Yep.
This is a brisket. Pretend like it's just a brisket and not a corned beef brisket.
It's,
and what do you want to do if you're not going to smoke it? Well, I'm going to get I'm going to put it fat side down first so I can sear the heck out of the fat and lube up the grates because I'm going to flip that baby and I don't want it sticking next time over.
Right.
So I'm going to give it 5 to 8 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes, and then I'm going to pull it off and I'm going to put it in a roasting pan. In this roasting pan, I'm going to have—
Dutch oven?
You can use a Dutch oven.
Just checking.
You had to say it, didn't you? I'm going to use a sliced— Pardon me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in an Irish oven and then throw it either in my fancy oven in the house or put it back on the grill indirect and keep it around 275 for about 4 hours because it's a brisket. It's a natty piece of meat. It's going to be tough.
And you want to cook it slow.
So I want to cook it for about 4 hours. Then I'm going to pull it out. I might add a little bit more. I left a step out here. I'm actually going to put a half a cup of beef broth in when I throw it in.
Okay.
Because I need some moisture in there.
Right.
I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to have cut up a half or a whole head of cabbage, depending on how big my baking device is, and a bunch of tomatoes and carrots. I'm going to throw those in. I'm going to put a little more beef broth back in, and I'm going to throw this thing back on the smoker or in my oven for another 2 hours. And so what I've done is I've pulverized that brisket at 275 for 4 hours So it's already pretty good and about as good as most people would serve it to you as, because they don't know what they're doing, right? So many people cook a brisket and they go, here you go, and you're like cutting it and it's falling off your plate because you can't get the dang thing to separate. Right. So it's embarrassing. So we're going to go 4 hours and then we're going to throw in some beautiful cabbage, because what's a good Irish meal without cabbage, right?
I love
potatoes.
Cabbage. I love it.
Potatoes, right? How would an Irishman say potatoes?
Potatoes.
That's right. You're too American.
Stunning.
You're too American.
My tattoos.
This is great radio. Right. So that's it. So that's going to be the spices I'm going to throw on that brisket are going to be 6 cloves of garlic, some black pepper, and some sea salt. And that's all. I'm not going to use that goofy packet that looks like it's got bird seed in it.
Right.
Because I don't want to take it down some weird direction. It's already corned. It already the pickling spices did their work already.
Right.
You don't.
And that's what corned means, yeah. Right? It's just we put it in a brine.
You're pickling it.
It stayed there 7 or 8 to 10 days in this brine, and you're infusing it with the flavors of the brine. When the brine has done its work, take it out, rinse it off, stop with the seeds.
Right.
Right. Because they were already in the brine part.
So then when you serve it, you can leave it in this big pot and put it on your table. But chances are you're going to want to slide that brisket out so you can pull it off onto a cutting board and then cut it at a nice diagonal bias to get you some beautiful slices to make a great display, and then get another little Owens Corning pan. I like using the ceramic pans or something that's clear.
Those are glass.
I'll lay it. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And you lay that out so it kind of fillets out nicely, and you take your last little bit of broth out of the bottom of your Dutch oven or whatever, and you
Irish oven
just glaze it.
he'll squirrel. Get it pretty soon,
right? Squirrel, yeah. and then so your corned beef looks nice. It's all sliced up beautiful. It's going to be tender as heck because it's had a 6-hour cook,
right?
And that's what
and not blasting it. You said 275.
No, you're not
right?
Blasting it, but it is covered,
right?
You did your open cook already. With 3 minutes or six to 8 minutes aside on the grill, so you got some nice grill marks. Nobody's gonna have this one, baby. Nobody,
right.
Nobody. You're gonna eat some boring crap out there. This one, yeah. It's a home run.
What a shame we don't have that right now.
Right? Yeah, I know. He's all talk, no action, Billy. I'm just telling you. I've been here 10 years with the guy.
he just
right
made me hungry,
him.
But he yeah, can come back tomorrow.
Excuse me. I'm the one that brought
he's crazy good at making you hungry.
I'm the one that brought the Arabica Dabra. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't want to talk about that.
This is right out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now we broadcast out of Beer City, USA. If you just tuned in, it is the Grillin' Guys. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we're talking stouts. We're talking corned beef. A little bit of Irish whiskey, but I got Billy Quinn in here from Quinn and Toohey's. Most people have mispronounced the name of it, and they call it Toots, but it's Quinn and Toohey's. It's on Plainfield Avenue in Grand Rapids, Beer City, USA. Next weekend, right across the street at Creston Brewing, a friend of ours, his name is Alex Heacock. He had a terrible fall, and he has brain damage, and they're doing a fundraiser for him next Sunday, so it'd be like the 24th, 5th, whatever
24th,
it is.
Yeah.
And it's at Creston Brewing right across the street. If anybody wants to come and have fun, I'm going to be there. All our friends are going to be there, and we're going to try and raise money for this kid's family. I've known this kid since he was a little kid.
Right.
And I finally will get a chance to go into Creston Brewing Company because I haven't been there yet.
Nice place.
Have you been there?
Yeah, they're nice place.
Cool.
Good people own it. It's a nice place.
Nice. And it's right across the street from you. So.
Yep. So when you can't get whiskey, you come across the street, have whiskey, go back and have one of their craft beers.
And may I mention 40 different Irish whiskeys. I don't know how many there are. Probably a lot. But
you always lose count after about 8.
Right, yeah.
I think they have 9.
Right. But the point is that, and Billy, your bartenders, I'm assuming, can coach people through this stuff they're looking for, right?
They're very knowledgeable, actually, they are.
Right.
Yeah.
And so maybe when we come back, we got one more segment here. We're going to come back, and we can talk about choosing Irish whiskey maybe a little bit.
So just to wrap up on what I'd thrown in there, I did want to give a little PSA for this fundraiser next Sunday for Creston Brewing Company. It's for Alex Schulte, Young family. The kid teaches culinary at Baker College. He's a great kid.
Foodie guy.
And he fell off a balcony sleepwalking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's just a nice kid, and he's got little kids and young family, and it's heartbreaking.
Happy to help him out.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to corn your deer. Stick with us. We'll be back.